Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It says play, but it ain't playing.
worship is the root form of oppression. We are no gods. We are only men, mortals from the mortals. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
I said, we la ilaha illallah. Ashadawilah and Muhammad El Rasul. We only bear witness. We only bear witness there's no God but one God, and his proper name is Allah, and he has sent us his last prophet, Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. There's more prophet to come. The final revelation has been written, and what we see in the world today has been written in the final revelation. What we see today is what's going to happen and going to happen, because when people leave God or keep worshiping God wrongly, this is the results of that. So we thank Allah for this precious lifeline, Bob Talk Radio Station coming out of Los Angeles, California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School, given to us by Hameen Muhammad, who has sponsored this show. And we thank Allah for him and thank Allah for this show. So we are here, happy to be here. May Allah continue to bless us in this day and time where what has happened is been to happen. That long that image was in the world, it always caused a problem. And that problem do have a beginning, and pretty soon we hope the ending come about. And this is what this Brock Talk Radio Station, it reminds us that God, that the one creator, is responsible for all the human beings being on this earth, and he give all the human beings scriptures to follow. But if human beings don't want to read and they want to follow their own vain desire, then they're going to get what Allah was trying to stop them from getting. And there's hell they're going to rain down on themselves. So we're living in a time, we're living in the judgment. We're living in the last days of evil. And we listen to the news and we see the situation where three police get evicted in court, Caucasian police, for killing an African American. And they get tried twice, and both trials they found guilty. This is a new day. So we thank Allah for this Brock Talk Radio Station. It's to remove all racial image from worship, to bring to mind that there's only one creator, and his proper name is Allah. He have created all of us from Adam, and we should and will be, and we'll have to come back and be one people, one human family. Until that day come, we're going to have these problems that you see in the world with all this evil. Because when you ignore what God said do, you bring about the evil results in this world. And that is what happened, and that is what's going on right now. So we thank Allah for making us a human being and able to see this and able to deal with this like we should. And we know that Allah is in control at all times. He have given us this book to assure us that he is protecting us, and he never gave up on us. And he wants us to reject and despise, become the leader of the, once we change, once we start living and measuring up to our responsibility as human beings, the whole world will have to change, because the whole world has to realize that it had been these people who believe in God have turned this world around, and they will have all the evidence they need. There is something greater in this world than just themselves. So we are here tonight, and anybody who have anything to say and respond to what's being said, just mash one and come into the queue. And we will see your hand. They got a little hand that comes up when people mash one and come into the queue. And we will turn your mic on. We will be honored to hear what you have to say, even if it's criticized, even is it to tell us that we're wrong. We will be happy to hear from you. We are people that know that others know as much and more than we know. So we respect that. Allah say he bless who he please. And he gives some a little more than he does others. And this is what Allah does. Allah don't say that one know it all. He said he passed it around. He shared with the believers. And some know more than nothing. It's like some get more rain than others. Some get more cold than others. Some get more of this or more of that than others. It's Allah know, and we know not. So we're here tonight on this Block Talk radio station bringing to mind that there is nothing that ever deserves our worship beside the creator of this creation. And that's what we want to remember. So we know prayer, and we pray five times a day, but we know that Allah is still in charge, and Satan going to do as much as he wants to do, and he going to continue to try to defeat the God's conscience. He's not going to give up. He's going to wait 24/7 and then some overtime, because that's what Satan do. He know there's no place for him, and he give that up. He give that up because he don't want to obey his creation that God have given him. So we here. So we pray that what we have to say be some benefit. If we say anything of any good, all praise and all credit goes to the Creator. So if anybody wants to say anything, just raise their hand, and we will see your hand up, and we will cut your mic on, because we love to hear from you. We love to hear what you got to say. We love to hear you on this line. We know that this line represents the freedom and justice for all people. We're not here to say God is not a savior of one people. He's the savior of every human being here on this earth. And we know that the history shows that there have been some cruel people that have been over us. But also, as there have been some cruel people been over us, there have also been scriptures stating what's going to happen to those cruel people who mistreat people. Lord already said, he said, don't do this, don't steal, don't tell lies, he warned us. But he don't, he going to come out and stop you from doing what you're doing, because whatever you do, it sets a stage somewhere else in the next life. So God is trying to tell you to do right. If you fail to do right, if you fail to understand your precious life, then you have a problem. And the scripture, if your problem, we said the final revelation that you should be reading is the Al-Quran. It is the final revelation. Now, you can't, if you can prove it, is not, and we know you can't prove it or not, because God says in the beginning was the Word. And so you're looking for the beginning. The beginning was the Word, and the end is going to be the Word, and the Word is going to be, should say Allah, but it said God. That's going to be the end of this. So the new world is coming in while the old world is going out. And Russia and America playing with each other, threatening each other. Somebody gonna win. They talking about a God and Magog, God and me like they God. This world show you a bad. It's only gonna last for a little while. You know, another young man lost his life yesterday. Got locked up 1:15 that morning and put in jail. At 5:00, he was 5 p.m. that day, he was announced dead. So they killing us, a baby in a shootout, and they were shooting and hit the baby and killed the baby. So So when people talk about black life, people don't talk about no black. It never will. It never has. It's been a joke. It's been a fraud that's been ran. We learned to respect each other as a human being and come back and worship God in spirit and truth and see everybody and then try to get those people who've really been trapped into a trick. I see on the internet that this lady is proclaiming and using a Caucasian image as her savior, existed in the Bible and was put in the Bible, and they were told not to make any image, and they put those images in the Bible, and our people still swallowing them up, still trying to imitate those images. So we said remove all of them. That we all human beings, this makes more sense than saying God got a chosen people. The Jews cannot prove that they chosen for what? To kill, lie, and deceive? That's all they have done under that lie, especially the Zionists. Huh? And that has affected us, how we treat each other. The word that we got acquainted with on the plantation that we didn't bring here from Africa with us was the word nigger. And they called us nigger from the time we woke up and the time we went to bed. And now our children are singing that song. Lil Wayne and all the rest of Dr. J. I can go on and on and name these criminals that's singing us these songs that cause us to be low down in our behavior. The rap song. And women, too. They got women calling people niggas and kill the niggas and pimp the niggas. They got our women singing that just to get paid, just to have some money in their pocket. Their soul is gone. Their soul has been evaporated. And how do you stop this madness? You have to get a sign. You have to get a paper. You have to get something and appeal to your brothers and sisters. And then give them an opportunity to be given the truth. If they don't accept it, then it's on them. And that's the only thing you can do, offer a person the truth. If he refused the truth, then you realize you cannot help them. And God may not want them. So only thing you can do is to save yourself and your family. Start right there with your family. Offer them the truth. That's what I did. Soon after I heard what I heard from the Nation of Islam, I went home and told my father, my mother. I tried to live that and show them. I throw the hog out the out the
bracket,
I throw the hog out the refrigerator. And I told them how bad that pig is. And they eventually stopped eating it. But they always did something on the 25th. They always met me a little over halfway. But they did say that our religion is working and their religion not. And I told them they all died basically trying to be a good human being. And that was close to a Muslim, so they met me halfway. But I never did give up on them and my sisters and my brothers. And they know for a fact that this is the way. But because of arrogance, they used the lie where we were raised up on this. I said, you were raised up on the lie. You were raised up on fear, loving somebody that didn't love you. Well, I was raised on the Bible. I said, yeah, they give us the Bible. I said they wouldn't give you nothing else. And the Bible would never benefit us like it benefit them because they own everything and we own nothing. We might own the church. That's the only structure that we have is a church. And the preacher's the only one getting paid in the church. They can't argue with that. You don't want to get a salary that you put all your money in that church and the only thing you get some saying, some hollering and shouting, some tongue that you can't understand. That's all you getting from that. But knowledge, do you get any knowledge that make you appreciate yourself? No, you don't. So they can't, they can get mad, but they've been told the truth. And we can't force nothing on nobody, not even our children. Our children go up at the house, we can lead them in prayer, we can do this and that in front of them, do to be the best that's out in front of them. But if they decide to be a Christian, and it's easy for them to decide to be a Christian, because as Muslims, we ain't got no skating ring for them. We ain't got no bowling at it. We ain't got no place where our children go and dance and have a good time and come home safely. We have no place for them, so they go wherever they can find a place to have a good time while they on earth, and they get in them places and like them, and they say, hell with religion, I love where I'm at. So I ain't worried. I enjoy myself. I stayed up all night drunk beer. I smoke weed. So they call themselves enjoy. So why they gonna come back to you and all you got is something for what place for them to pray, a prayer room, and you have nowhere for them to have a time while they on this earth, a good time. So we had to be balanced. We're balanced religions. So we had to bring the balance back to religion. We had to make places where they can go, and then we supervise the protection. We put the people that really care and want to serve them, and we put our police on them, not the police, because these police ain't no police. These police are terrorists that we have to watch out for. And the proof of that, you just cut the internet on. You just cut YouTube on and see all the people who have killed our young men, all these four people who are supposed to be protected, our people, go back to Trayvon Martin. And now God bless them to put a camera on the telephone where you can record all the evil that they do. They're not police, they're terrorists. And I got many things off YouTube where this man with this police was fighting, beating up this African-American woman, got tired and shot and killed her. Because they didn't kill our mama, your sister, your brother. We're not concerned. And that's a shame. Some of us wait till somebody get killed in our family, and then we want to raise sand. It's time to raise sand before you're supposed to be prepared for war, before the war started, not after the war gets started. So we in the night and trying to get this come together, because you just can't sit at home and see and don't see no harm and change this condition in this world. We got people that all they want to do is stay in the masjid and give a cook bar, but they ain't going out there in the street to talk to the people who need it. They ain't going out in the place where they call it a bad neighborhood. They ain't going there and tell those people what they tell us. Until they get the courage like the prophet did. They say they follow Prophet Muhammad. They love the prophet. They obey the prophet. They love the Quran. But you don't see them out there trying to teach that to the people what they say they love. So they really have become a bunch of phonies. They say one thing and do nothing. So let's wake up and let's clean this mess up where we can live in this world in a decent situation what God wants us to have, and that's what scripture comes to teach us, to be decent in our situation. And then we can head to paradise. Paradise start right here, but we will never see none of it long as we let the devil continue roll to rule, and the devil not hidden right in front of our face every day. We ride down the street, we turn the TV on, listen, turn the radio on, you can hear the devil. So I see that we got another one of our co-host workers, Suja Muhammad, from Baton Rouge in Louisiana. And I'm Brother Abdullah Bond from Atlanta, from Decatur, Georgia. My wife, Dahlia, we're both co-host workers here. And we got Brother Imam Ibrahim Abdullah as the Imam here with us. And we have Brother from Columbus, Georgia, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, also a co-host worker when he comes. He's mostly with his wife who has been sick. She's getting better. All praise be to Allah. So I'm going to cut Brother Suja mic on so we can see here what he had to say. Huh? See what he had to say. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Sue John.
Well, thank you, Master Sam.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen.
Let me give you the wheel for a while. You got it.
Okay, all right. Praise be to Allah. We first like to bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, one God. And we bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our prophet. Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. We also bear witness in all the other prophets of God, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Noah, Lot, Luke, all those great men stood up and bear witness that there is only one God. And that's what we are doing. We are testifying and bearing witness the way they bear witness, that there is only one God, that there is nothing in creation that is like God, nothing. Nothing in creation, you know. It's nothing that you can see with your eye, you know. Nothing that you can, that your five senses can deal with. That's not God. That's not God, you know. So Satan is doing his thing, and he said he was going to do it. He said that he couldn't bow down to God, man, because God made him out of a smokeless fire, and he made the human being out of clay, and that he's better than us. He's better than me. So he can't bow down. He can't submit to the human being. And God said, well, we're going to give you time. He begged for time and asked for a chance to be with us so he can show God that we are not worthy, you know. And many of us have fallen prey to him. We are falling. We believe in his power. We believe that he got power, you know. And some of us believe he got the power that God has. Some of us believe that he's another little God, that he's a God, you see. No, we can't give him that kind of power, brothers and sisters. We can't respect him that way. We can't give him that type of respect, you know. The only way he have influence over us is that we give it to him. We got to give it to him. He can't get respect on his own, you see. The things that he does, he can't even get our attention. And Allah said that you ain't going to be able to do nothing with my true believers, you know, with my God-fearing people, you know, those that obey me, you see. So we're not going to change God's word. God give us the word, and we see it in the Bible, and we see it in the Holy Quran, and in the Torah. We're not going to change it around. We're going to present it the way that he presented it, the way that God presented it. That's the way we're going to present it. There's nothing like God. Say not Trinity, just this. God said he don't have a son. And said if he wanted a son, all he had to say is be. And it would come into existence. And said Jesus was created on the same basis that he created Adam, the first man. He created Jesus with somebody. You know, he came about from his mother. You see, but Adam came about from nothing. Nobody. He brought him into existence by just saying be, and he came into existence. You see? So when is the greatest to you? Which one is the greatest creation? The one that is created from nothing, or the one that was created or brought about from a woman? Naturally, you would say the one that's created from nothing. That's just common sense. So we bear witness that there's only one God. And we bear witness in those great prophets of God that stood up in their lifetime, that gave their life. And what I mean by gave their life, don't mean they literally gave their life, but they spent their whole time teaching the truth, passing on things that is right. Checking falsehood. Don't let falsehood get a life. You see, they spend their time doing that. They spend their time explaining to people the truth. What is true and what's not true. That's what those great men did. Plus, they was an example. They was an example for us. You see? They had wives. They ate food. They prayed. They did everything we did. They worked. They was in the military. They fight. They stood up against Rome and represented the truth. They spoke the truth. If you studied them, you'll notice the only thing they used was truth. There's no place in none of the scriptures where some prophet lied in order to make a point. Now, Satan lied and said that one of the prophets got drunk and got naked and showed his shame. Now, they lied. Then they said that his son, out of the three of them, one of them laughed at him. One of them covering him up. And you had the one that laughed at him. You know, they tell us that God chastised him. And after God chastised him, he gave him the opportunity to bring about children, bring about a family and that. And they all was like him. And they all was being punished for what he did. That type of story, brothers and sisters, that's too weak. That's a weak story. That's a weak story. I mean, I know a whole lot of us going for it, but that's a real weak story. You know, they say that we are the family of Adam, and because he's sinned, we are sinners. That's a weak story. Then you got a story where you say that God had a son. And God's son is a Caucasian. And you got Caucasians is claiming that they are are from the family of God and that they are superior. They are superior. All lies. They don't use truth. They trying to use lies and try to see how far they can go with those lies. While we using truth and we standing up and we bear witness and we effective. We got other people now is standing up and bearing witness that there's only one God. And bearing witness that Jesus is not the Son of God. And bearing witness that Jesus is not God. They wasn't doing it before. But we never stopped. We kept going. Now you see the Caucasian bearing witness, the Christians is bearing witness. You see? Everybody's bearing witness now. Now you got people saying that God didn't have no son. And they're taking a position now. They're not only bearing witness, they're taking a position. Jesus is not God. Oh, I see it on television. They got pictures of Jesus. So this ain't God. And you got people's is teaching the Caucasian that they're not superior. That which they taught was a lie. Blue eyes is not better than brown eyes. All that's a lie. So it's real, brothers and sisters. Jesus said, know ye the truth, and the truth will make you free. So when you tune in on us, we're not feeding you nothing but the truth. We're not feeding you something that's invitation. Imitation. Excuse me. We said we're feeding you something that's real. And you can check it out. Now, if you check it out and it's not right, then you work to prove that it's get the right understanding of it. Plus, we don't have no problem you coming back and letting us know that we said something that was incorrect. So you come back and let us know. Or let us know that could you explain what you were saying when you talked about God or when you talked about Jesus? Could you explain that? No problem with that. We'll quietly explain it to you. Things that you don't understand. Because I know you're getting a different teaching. But we're here to stand up behind what we are teaching, and we are here to prove it. The truth is reality, and it can be proven. The truth is mathematic. It's real. So when you listen to this program, then believe me, we are here to give you the truth. You know, and we are careful of what we say. Real careful of what we say. In some cases, you might come down hard. You might look at it as something hard. But sometimes the truth hurts. It's rough. You've been taught a lie all your life that Jesus is the Son of God? And someone give you some kind of light or truth to make you think, and now you can see a little bit? Then you come into more understanding? Man, that's amazing. Don't give us credit when you come into the truth. All praises are due to God. We're not looking for credit. We're not looking to be recognized. You know, when you come into the reality and into the truth, you are the one that's benefiting from it. Not me, not God. You are the one that is benefiting for coming into the truth and standing up with truth and saying, I'm running with truth from now on. This is my best friend, truth. I hang out with truth now. I'm with the party of Allah. And when you come into the truth, Jesus says you're going to be a free man. And Prophet Muhammad said that he was a free man in the city. And our leader, Imam Wabdi Muhammad, said freedom, being free of freedom is responsibility. Now you got to stand up like a man. You got to take on responsibility. You got to come together with us and establish businesses and be able to give back to the community something good. Give back to the community life. It's amazing, brothers and sisters. And when you do that, the community is going to support that, and it's going to make you wealthy. Just imagine if we got 50 brothers and sisters in businesses and wealthy, millionaires, billionaires. What's going to happen then? Then you got power. You see how you're developing? And it's all coming from standing up with truth, recognizing truth, and taking those necessary steps. So you're going to come together with your brother. I'll be a fool the fight against my brother, because that's my power. That's ignorant. It's ignorant to destroy your, to cut off your own arm or cut off your own leg or your ear or pull out your eye. That's part of you. Your brother is part of you. And it's ignorant. Some people think they can get along. They can live in this corrupt society alone. And that they got a clique, they got some friends. Wait till something happens and you'll see who your friends are. If your friends ain't help you and help you so far, what makes you think he's going to help you later on? Well, he did help me. He called my name. He called me. I heard my name, brothers and sisters. Your power lies in unity. Your power lies in love and respect. And be truthful with each other. And they ain't like Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, well, there's no big eyes and little you. You don't have to be no little you. If you hang around a person, you got to be a little you. Well, too bad for you. You rather hang around a person being a little you than hang around a person as their equal. You don't want to hang around a person and you and them is equal. You got freedom to say what you want to say and discuss it. But you want to hang around a person that you're afraid that person would do what they're doing to everybody else. Alhamdulillah. All that is talking about removing racial images out of worship that portray God. We're not talking about removing images. Ain't nothing wrong with images now. Let's get that straight. We got to get that understanding straight. Ain't nothing wrong with images. Everything that you see in creation is an image. We want to remove all images that portray God. You said those images is divine. That superpower that can save you. So Islam is here today, brothers and sisters. Islam means peace. And it also means to surrender. If you get in a situation where you can't humble yourself and you can't submit, then you're not practicing Islam. You're not practicing. You might say you that's your religion and you're Muslim, but you're not practicing that. If I can't become humble and submit and yield, say, oh, yeah, okay, let me think about that. You know, I might be wrong on that.
1 minute.
Yeah. So that's my cue. So I came to you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salam. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Anybody got any questions? Anybody got anything they want to say? Just raise your hand, mash one, and come into the queue, and we will cut your mic on, and because we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you got to say. I see we got another one of our co-workers in the queue, but he hasn't raised his hand yet. That's Imam Hamas, Brother Muhammad, who was a co-worker here from Columbus, Georgia. I see he hasn't raised his hand yet. And if he raised his hand, we'll cut his mic on. Okay, we just got his hand raised, so let's see what we have to say. You know, we got a lot of people who want to talk, so we're going to shout out. Yeah,
so Nathan.
Well, they got Sam, brother from Columbus, Georgia, my good brother. Alhamdulillah. Well, you got the wheel, you know, you You ready?
Yes, sir. I'll stay ready. But
ready. I'm doing
yes,
love. Don't forget to give a report on how the better half doing in the hospital.
Yeah,
and
yes, sir, I will. Udu billahi min shaitan nirajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad al-Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah for everyone in the queue and out of the queue, and especially those who are listening outside of the queue who are not of the Islamic faith. We appreciate you listening in, and we pray that the freedom that we thank Almighty God, Allah, the Lord of all the world, is helping us every day to be a model of, and every aspect of our human creation, we want to share it with you. My wife sent y'all the greetings, but I talked to her, and she told me today, she said, like I said, I give a report every day, and so she told me to make sure I tell all y'all, I said, I'm alaikum, and she appreciates y'all praying for her. She told me that about a couple hours ago. So I was definitely going to say something from the jump seat. She told me to make sure I tell y'all that, and inshallah. Again, I was just up to the plate because you caught me. I like to listen. I was enjoying Brother Sujah's tafsir very much, very much. Just wanted to say that since I'm on here, everything is a test to humanity. Everything for the human being. Reason why I say that, because Allah has already told us that he's already given Satan his destiny. His destiny is through the hellfire. So he already knows where he's going at. I mean, no ifs, ands about it, unless Allah wants to forgive him, you know, and that's Allah Alam. Allah knows that. But so we already know he's gone. He's not even in the picture, really. You know, that's why he was denied to be in some kind of form like we are, could really coerce and threaten us or whatever possibility he could do if he had some kind of form to intimidate with, you know. So Allah left him in his creative space that's out of our perception, you know, but he gave him permission to whisper to us, you know. So we know that's not the real problem. So these images, like Brother Sujah was saying, we know everything that gives us an image in creation. You know, Allah lets us know that. It's how he speaks to us. It's how he shows us his greatness, etc. But what we are saying is that this false image Shaitan tried to put in our mind to work on us, like he has done some other human beings in our creation, you know, to give them a false reality, a false a concept about everything, period. You know, until they turn back to what is clear, what Allah blowed into us in our father Adam. You know, then if we grasp that who we are, you know, and we call it fitra, we call it natural incarnation. We have a lot of definitions for it to let us know when we are being called upon by image outside of our reality. Because we know that the things that Satan had people do or talked them into doing, and tell them that God had a son, and then the son happened to be white, and the way he taught people into killing each other and et cetera like that, we know that ain't the reality when one goes into his or her creative heart and their creative intellect for guidance. They'll see what Allah has described for us, the human being, you know. And so Satan is trying very hard in all of these deceptions and false images that he sends the human family, skin color, et cetera, et cetera. He's trying to make us have a distrust in our creator, because he knows we have that free will. You know, and with that, we are underneath a test by everything in creation. If we're going to use it to help us believe and serve Allah, or are we going to go against it and have all of it going against us too, like it did against Shaitan? Everything in creation, you know, is waiting for the day Allah sent him through the hellfire, inshallah, especially here on earth. You know, the destruction that he is bringing about with our hands. You know, with our willingness to listen to his schemes, you know, and wreak racket on the earth, because he's seen that potential in us before Allah blew us into us his guidance. He's seen that if he could cultivate and give us false images of this and that and make us use our intellect and all these wonderful things that Allah put in us along with our free will, he could use us to destroy the earth, destroy the nature of other creative things, you know, destroy the nature of the grass. He always got us perverting something, trying to make something other than what it is. So when we understand that, and that's why we can't blame Satan, because we already know his destiny is who the hell for. He's already gone. So what we need to do is try to concentrate more, free ourselves every day, 24 hours a day, even in our sleep, and we be a model of how this freedom can be obtained by our brothers and sisters who are already victims over the last couple of thousand years of this false reality that they're living in. They are fully aware. Fully aware now. That is false. But they are ignoring their natural inclination. They're ignoring their fitra because they have that freedom to do so. But we have to make sure that they don't interfere with what we're supposed to be doing. And that is carrying on the reality that there's another life after this world here. We're only down here for a test. You know, and that is what we as those of us who are Almighty God Allah has through Prophet Ibrahim gave us the destiny and the name Muslim. One who will submit their will to do the will of the Creator. Their life and their death is all for pleasing the Creator of all the world, Allah. So we know that everyone, especially here in the United States of America, where false life is at its full bloom. You know, even to the point where men are openly saying that they are women and women are openly saying that they are men. So as we know that the human family makes progress, those who Allah has already picked out to be, using that terminology, to be believers. Because this world is only for the believers. Because along with Satan's destiny, we know also that many human souls will also be joining him in that hell fire. But only Allah knows who that might be. Because during this process of testing, you know, it could be anybody. You could fall victim to the scheme, to the whispers of the shaitan, you know, and then accept it in your own deeds and actions and try to put it into place and become an individual imp impersonator of his life, of his destiny, and join him in the hellfire. That is what you will. Because Allah is sure not going to stop you. And he tells us not to stop you. The only thing we're supposed to do is just deliver the message, the truth, that you were not created for that. You know, you are following something that has no power over you. And you are not going to be able to use it as an excuse to justify what you do now or on the day when you are questioned about it. So we need to spend just as much time on freeing people to make sure we continue to stay free our own self. As you know, we have been warned by many leaders in their deeds and actions, and especially our leader, Imam Warfdi Muhammad, that don't become using the same mishap, ideology, rationale, logic, is your enemy. You know, because of the illusion of what this world can give you, when we already know we was created for another world, after this world. This is just the testing ground, the battlefield, etc., the languages we have learned over the years. This is not a place of permanency, not for the believers, you know, not for those who are free to follow their righteous, to be satisfied with what Almighty God Allah gives us down here, and also give that protection and share it with other things in creation who fall victim to the whispers of the shaitan and the schemes of the shaitan. So we want to make sure that we also spend a little time on the future, sharing more with the people who we might free from the whispers of the shaitan, you know, like we see them doing, like Brother Sujal said, there a lot of them are putting down a lot of these concepts that don't hold no more truth in them. You know, but they still are weak. They still are maybe still under the mesmerization or the illusion, because they don't see as they learn in their books before the Quran, and as they, inshallah, Allah bless them with the mercy to read the Quran, so they expect that. And they also know that responsibility is those who are free. So we know the Muslim is supposed to be a free man and woman in this world. So the world that is not free is expecting us to keep this path clear, establish a refuge for them to come and clean themselves up and develop themselves and regain the strength through counseling and receiving the comfort of Al-Islam, the way of life, which is for every human being who is planning on going to the next life, the next reality, or whatever language one wants to use after this test. And they expect, they enjoy some of it right now, because they had it when they was in hell. They had nice cars. They had nice homes. They had all the luxuries and the benefits that this earth would give them. And they will have a hard time in trying to realize why they got to give up the good stuff. They understand that they had to, like, diamond in the rough. You got to get the dirt off of you and, you know, clean yourself up. They understand all that, but they don't understand why would you throw, like we what's the old saying, throw the baby out with the bathwater. So they know that they are allowed to have all the good things. When they read about Al-Islam, when they read the Quran, they know that they are to bring in all of their good human creative qualities with them into this life of peace, freedom, justice, and equality for those who believe and serve and worship their creator in the proper way. So we have to understand that we cannot and should not coerce or encourage them to think that they're obligated for receiving this freedom from Almighty God Allah, not from us, from Almighty God Allah. That they think that this job that we have to do, that they have to help us. That's not their responsibility with their new level of freedom. They still got things to do. They still got to learn to pray, learn to purify their heart, learn to try to save their children, like we've already done, and every day is giving them the pattern and the model of how to save their own soul and then their loved ones. As we continue to build the straight way and repurify every inch of this earth that Allah has intended for us to repurify and make room for them. Room for their children, room for their good human qualities that they were created to have. They have never, some of them might never even know that they was good. Because remember, they think they born in sin. Some of them have no idea how wonderful they have been created by Almighty God Allah. Until they practice what they see in us and what they read in the Quran. What they read about Prophet Muhammad and see in the history of his life, then they will begin to realize that they also are a basharoon, like all of us who Allah created, who are going and believe in the last day. So we have to keep the balance that it's more important that we establish the future for them than the freeing them from their past. Because we already know they have a natural inclination that if they see the light, some of them will automatically die for it, trying to get to it. Because they're just like us. Remember, we all created on the same pattern. All we got to do is just give them the opportunity that Almighty God Allah gave us as we set a slave free, like we were set free by Almighty God Allah and those victorious pathfinders and pioneers, as we call them, who have brought us to this far right here, as they seen the light of Almighty God Allah, is true. So we want to make sure that our children don't be held back from what they're supposed to be living now while we doing the work of building this model community, this model human being, this model language. That's going to be joining now so that it'll be easy for them to also be a living example, not a practicing example. See, our children shouldn't have to practice what we had to practice. They should know by now. We are the coaches. We are the coach. We are the sponsors. By sharing with them and giving to them the Quran and the life of God for Prophet Muhammad so that they can carry on this mission for their peers, for these people's children who were under these false concepts and this oppression. They will also be able to look at our children, their peers, and see how free they've been for a long time. When they see their new expression, their new smile, their purity of knowing what's right and what's wrong, what's the best food, what's the best way to do it, what's the best way to do it, it'll make it easy on them and those who we are responsible while we still got life in our body. Because we know parenting and being examples of models is something that will go on until the day of judgment. It's got to go on through the procreation and education of the children of the free people, the servants of Almighty God Allah, so that others will make it easy to understand that they just been believing in the wrong thing. It's all an illusion, and Shaitan don't exist. Etc., etc., etc. Because there's so many human beings out there now who Shaitan has underneath his manipulation, so it seems anyway that they're not even looking at us because we're not being visible, a solid image that they can feel, touch, and smell and say, these servants of Almighty God Allah are real. They are really don't eat no pork. They really don't drink. They really are very humble and respectful. You know, this is the real life they live in, right amongst us. You know, and they will not bend to all these different ideas of ours that we learned from the devil. That helped them develop their natural belief in Almighty God Allah, prophets and messengers of God before Prophet Muhammad, all the way up, back up to Prophet Muhammad. They'll begin to see the light. So, inshallah, we pray Allah that we understand that Satan has never, ever, ever, ever been any kind of problem to us at all, except for what our parents let slip through and our grandparents let slip through, but also what our parents and our grandparents fought so that we would be free enough to see the light ourselves with Allah showed it to us in our face. And we was free enough to go on and respond because of people like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, people like Imam W.D. Muhammad, people like the good brother and sister next door, the good brother and sister we see in the transition from temple to the masjid. All these wonderful reinforcements of community life. We have a community to build. And a community is not based upon one element. It's not just based upon money. It's based upon obeying the laws of the Creator and the universal order of how things are supposed to be. Everything has a community except us, the believers in the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. We have yet to reach the number one community in the history of creation. Because the best creation will establish and join the community of all creations. And we will really see the benefit of being a community of believers in the one God. That's only fair. Allah's not going to let us see that. Why should a hypocrite have the ability to see, receive, perceive, and actually live and get the benefits of a person who is supposed to have been obedient to Allah? Allah said, now equal are those who sat at home. It's those who go out peaceably, love, go out and just with their whole life are trying to establish this favor. Yes, sir. This favor that Allah has invited us all back to that we came from. So we pray, Allah, that those of you outside the queue who are not of the Islamic faith, we pray that this freedom is for you to take also, stand up on the truth, the whole truth, none but the truth, and take your position in the way of al-Islam on any degree that you want. You can take it as a helper. You can take it as a companion. You can take it as a friend, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we should also look at it the same way. This job of establishing Deen al-Islam here in the United States of America is not the Shi'ites. It's not the Hanifas. It's not the Ahmadiyyas. It's those who have no school except the school of the Quran straight from Allah. And he is our teacher. And he's given a living human example to illustrate and demonstrate to us the life that he has given us in Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah's peace and blessings go on all of us, inshallah. Back to you, my brother.
Assalamu alaikum. We thank everyone. Thank you, Brother Muhammad, for that excellent talk. Talim, may Allah continue to ward you and protect you and your family. And you can hang around. Don't go nowhere. We're going to bring another brother up working with us. Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. Brother Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Ibrahim.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, were you hanging the steering wheel? You got it.
Yes, sir. Just hanging, trying to check some things out for us before I got on with this new thing. But anyway, praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum to everyone. Only bear witness to testify nothing is ever to worship except Allah alone. Have no associates, no partners. And only bear witness and testify that Muhammad is indeed the last prophet, his seal, no more prophets, and his messenger. And we have indeed received the message that Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought to the world. It was received by Prophet Muhammad for mankind's life. Allah did not give us a life, and did not give us a guide to go along with that life. Between those two pages of the Quran, and I like the way Muhammad put it, between those two pages of the Quran is where our life is at. Our life started there, and our life ends there. Nothing on the outside of those two pages of that Quran come in and dictate to us which way we ought to go. No, the Quran dictates to us which way we ought to go. The only major thing in the Quran, what we go outside of it and do, is that we don't forget the dunya, the part of the dunya that Allah told us, don't forget your part of this dunya. That's the only thing in this society that we go out to get. We need materials to build. We need gasoline, you know, cleaning. We need paint. Now, those are things in the dunya that we need to bring inside the Quran to make adjustments for our life. And this is what we're doing. Like the brother say, in order for us to have a halal community, your halal community must start inside of the Quran. It don't start outside the Quran, and then you bring some in the Quran because there's no comparison. When Allah gave you halal, where do the halal start from? It starts with sabiha. That's where it starts at. When we say biha, I mean say to the Kaaba in Allah's name, in his mercy, then we say, well, now this is a biha. It's also halal. It's clean. It's pure. Because halal only means permissible. It's permissible you eat that. It ain't got no swine in it. It's permissible you eat a bag of potato chips, don't have no pork in it. You know, things like that. That's the halal part. But we're coming with something very different, which calls the beehive, which makes our meat, and whatever we slaughter, it makes it halal. So we don't want anything. We don't want no other influence outside of the Quran. Once we establish our life inside those two pages, those two pages in the Quran, Talatah, two pages, the two covers. Beginning, it says what? Al-Fatiha. That's what you start at. Okay, what you mean? Al-Fatiha starts you with, and they had a little controversy about, okay, just say Alhamdulillah. You say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, silent. No. Everything starts, like we said the other day, everything that we do as Muslims, when we rise up in the morning to make sajdah, that means our plan is in Allah's will. We are planning our life in Allah's will. So we're in accord with Allah's will and what he has planned for us. So now we're in that fatiha. So what we say? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I'm starting off with the name of Allah, the mercy, benefactor, the mercy, redeemer. Well, but why are you saying Bismillah? You can't say in, because in is C in Arabic. Bismillah. So you're not saying in the name of Allah. You're saying Bismillah with Allah's name, the mercy, benefactor, the mercy, redeemer. So now here we are. Now we're on the right path. And then at that time, when you read that part, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Imam Muhammad said, roll your aura, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, now, we're saying it twice with Allah's name, the mercy benefactor, the mercy redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the world, the mercy benefactor, the mercy redeemer. Allah is merciful, the benefactor, he's the one that benefits you. See, when you start this in this relationship between those two pages, look at the benefits that you got. He benefits you. Mercy benefactor. Mercy redeemer. Who redeems you? See, if you didn't wake up this morning, you weren't redeemed. And that means that your mission was complete. But now since we were redeemed and Allah blessed us to rise up and gave us breath to come alive, that don't mean you come alive because you woke up physically. When we come alive, when you're hayya la salat, something's calling you. Allah has something calling you to him, to give obeisance to him. So in between these two pages that we're talking about now, I'm kind of connecting my brother Muhammad. See, that's what we do. We inspire each other. We learn how to work with each other. We learn how to take from each other and continue to build. Now, tomorrow, that brother come right back around what he said, what I said, and what Suja, and take it and then continue to build. We are builders. And Imam Muhammad said that Allah, when he created us, remember, listen, when he created us, he also created in us creativity. We are creators. Don't you know that Adam is still naming things when we made that car? Did Adam name that car? Oh, yeah. He named that car. He named the airplane. Adam is still creating. So that's what Allah put in us. So in between these two pages called Al-Quran, look at the guidance that's in it. The guidance in it is to make your life complete, is to make your life easier, not overbearing. Don't become so fanatical to the right or fanatical to the left or fanatical going forward or fanatical going backwards. It gives you a balanced life. And that's what we need in this religion, which is a way of life, Al-Islam. So now Allah gave us that. Like the brothers say, the disbeliever is not going to get what you get. Why? Because he's not going to get it from Allah. He get the dunya, he get it from whoever's in the rulership or whoever's in the power, like in America. You know what I'm talking about. He'll get his death. But you see, that don't last. What Allah give us is for everlasting. So we look to Allah to bless us. We ain't got a dime. Excuse my language. We ain't got a pot to piss in, the wind to throw it out, and the ground to fall on. But we got complete faith in Allah to bless us with that window, to bless us with that ground to build on. And that's the way we're moving now. So in between the two pages, where's the disbeliever? Those who came in and went back, they don't see in between those two pages what you and I see. The revelation that what you and I see between those two pages, they haven't got that yet. Allah mentioned what Muslim two times. He mentioned that our father gave us a name. So people say, well, what nationality you, Muslim? Why would I say that? Because Allah said that we are Muslims. And a Muslim is a human being. A Muslim is one who do what? He is one who gives his will over entirely to Allah's will. Otherwise, he connect with his Lord. So how can he go wrong if he's continuing to connect with his Lord? Is it impossible? Allah said that when the believer call on him, he hears. So let that believer hear me when I call on them. So Allah had called on us. We had recognized it in the Quran. And we had picked up the banner that Prophet Muhammad left us. Yeah, we done raised it high. We're going to be the only community that's in a fight that no one dared to come into to remove all racial image of divine from worship. Then think about that kind of job. But we got that fortitude. We got that spirit from Prophet Muhammad and his Sahaba that stood with him. See, the spirit never dies. That spirit made it all the way down to Imam Wardi Muhammad, Allahu Akbar. And then when he began to teach us and we stayed with him, Allah allowed us to come in contact with that spirit as well. So now watch. That's why when you put that finger up, man, when there's nothing deserving to worship of Allah alone, that came from Bilal. And Prophet Muhammad used that. See? When he couldn't speak, then he had the breath, he put that one thing up. So Prophet Muhammad used that. Now, what about the second one Imam Muhammad told us to put up? So we say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, drop it down and bring it back up. Then Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So now, the second one, the first one is this band witness. Nothing deserves a worship but Allah. The second one is Muhammad. And man, with that, Muhammad is the messenger. Why? Because Muhammad is the one that started feeding you the knowledge and the spirit that Allah does tell. Now, why is the second thing is longer than that first one? Because the spirit extends the knowledge. You came in believing Allah, you're going to keep that. But that spirit never died. The spirit that we got is going to transform over into our children and grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. So in between them two pages, it's called El Quran. Look at the light that Allah is shining on us. Why? Because we're the only one that dared to pick up the banner. And we picked up once everybody grabbed 10, 15, 20, 30 stones, and we picked up one. What was the one stone? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And when we do that one, everything got the rocking back and forth wheeling. See, we thought, no, we ain't got to worry about the tumbling because the foundation is gone now. That's what Allah said that he would put in us. He would give us a spirit to not only have a desire to build community life. And my brother was saying, when I just laid out a summer thing, he was saying about the community life. But we know why community life starts at. Nothing starts without Allah. Nothing. Not for the believer. You can say you're Muslim all day long. Everything in creation is Muslim if we understand it right. A Muslim is one who submits his will, its will to Allah's will. The earth is a Muslim. It's obeying Allah until Allah said, kum, and tell it to open up and swallow something, but then it's still obeying Allah. That's the Muslim. But where the believer come in at now? Those believers that are talking about they want to build community life and how the community life that they want to build is going to operate, and what it's going to operate off of is operate off of one thing, la ilaha illallah. Nothing is deserving of worship but Allah. That's the kind of community we're going to build. Now, wait a minute. Not only that, look in America. Look all around the world now. You haven't heard nobody stand up and dare this man in America and the world to remove all racial image of divine from worship. Nobody. The former slave is the one that's doing this. Now, look at that stone. A former slave had the nerve, the audacity to stand up after he took the Shahada thing and tell me the all the image I had, I was wrong. I was wrong for what I did, but I brought in black and white. How I tried to deceive the people with that, and I've done a good job, but now it's coming loose. But look who's the one who's bringing it loose. Look who's the one that's tearing that foundation down. It's us. Oh, praise be to Allah. I came to you in peace, going to leave you in peace, and we pray to Allah that you hear us and understand and accept some of the things we're saying. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Muhammad, you might as well come on back then.
Always, Bob.
We ain't got nobody there.
Always, Bob. Beautiful. Well, we're going to, we got one more. We got, we'll bring him into the queue. The other young man, Rakid, Assalamu Alaikum. Now you gotta get rid of that noise. The noise came in with you. You can't have that noise now.
I don't have that. It's not coming from my phone again. It's not coming from my phone. My phone is not on speaker. I don't hear nothing in my house.
Okay, well I'm telling you.
It probably comes from somebody else's phone. It comes from my phone.
You want to say something? Go ahead.
That's who y'all are, thank you.
May Allah give us peace and blessings. I hope to be a witness in the Lord of the world, who I choose to call him Allah. He have Allah meaning the God. There, we know that there's many other gods that humans have created within their own minds, but the one who created the mind is Allah. I hope to be a witness in Allah, and I hope to be a witness in all of the prophets that Allah has given to us for mankind, for guidance. Allah says in Quran 4:76, fight the schemes of Satan. Say, those who believe fight in the cause of Allah. And those who reject faith, fight in the cause of evil. So fight ye against the friends of Satan. Feeble, indeed, is the cunning of Satan. Satan opposes our intellects and our desires with conning us. He also have a certain type of language to finesse us, to utilize us as his helper. The brother said that the Talim, he is slick. He is very, very slick. He's like silk. Slithers his way into the comfort of our lives. And we want to fight the schemes of Satan. We want to fight them until we have no more Satan, and we have no more oppression until our minds. Some of our minds have been conditioned to be used subconsciously and to be tricked. This superior psychology, It inferiors our mentality, the way we think, the way we symbolize ourselves, of our conditions. So when we fight with Satan give us sins, acceptable sins that we accept for our own selves. When we fight with Allah, he give us blessings. The sin that Satan wants us to utilize with Satan is this desire, our desires, to be what we can see, we can feel, we can hear, we can touch, we can smell, and not use our inductive reasoning on important subjects and important things in our lives. So he plays with our subconsciousness. The consciousness of our minds is utilized when we are in a connection with our Maker, with our Lord, and cherisher and sustainer of all the world. This is fundamental to us as human beings in our human being family. The more that we utilize our minds to fight off Satan, is the more we have power against Satan. And notice, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, you cannot fight Satan by yourself. You can't do it. Allah says you can't do it. Allah says you need your Lord to fight Satan and the schemes of Satan that attracts your inner self or your sneakiness about yourself, about ourselves. So with Allah, we can fight it. Why? Because Allah made Satan, and Satan re-identified himself from what Allah had made him. His rejection in his ego, the same ego that we have and utilize in different ways, is the same ego that Satan rejected Allah with by his order. Allah had gave him an order, and his order was to bow to Adam, to bow to Adam. But we want to understand our salvation. We want to be saved from a torment of hell. Allah says, save yourself and your family from a painful torment of hell fire who fear is men and stones. We know the expression, save your mind by all costs. Save your mind by all costs. Why your mind? Your mind sits on your head, and your senses sits on your head. Majority of your senses sits on your head. Satan will find a way to take your mind away from your focus, which you should be focused on. Majority of people out in the worldly life who do not have a good understanding on God, they utilize their noses not for themselves, but for other people, meaning they're in everybody's business and not their own. We have an understanding to utilize our own selves and our own senses. But when Satan attempts to maneuver the individual or us collectively, he utilizes what we first can see. We see advertisements. We see social media. We see the news, and it's an eye contact. You see it. You feel like it doesn't matter how holy you are, because you're human. You see something, you want to get it. Your desire. You have a desire for it. You have a desire for it. This is the way that Satan works with our senses. Then he, the next senses that he works with is the hearing. Satan has his language, but see, Allah have a language too. The righteous have a language too. The good amongst us have a good language too. Find myself sometimes. You find yourself sometimes, not in a good conduct or not in a good mannerism, but Allah says that he made us to test us, do Shaitan, do the evil of life, to see who would be in the best of conduct. Who would be in the best of conduct? We as African Americans have lost our morals. I'm talking not just religiously, but we have lost our morals. We had morals in the 50s and 60s of my understanding and of our history, American history. We have more morals. He's more anxious. We have more reasons to fight off the schemes of Satan individually and collectively and communally that we all fought together. So it was a passion. It was a passion in unity. And it was a passion to oppose the oppressor from oppressing us. From oppressing us. Imam Muhammad said, religion mostly used to condition people for dominance. For dominance. This is on racism and religion. Manwaruddin Muhammad, revised edition. Reconciliation and Reconciliation. Edited by Ronald B. Shaheed. Imam Muhammad still teaches us. He says that is why it says in the Quran, and fight them until religion is free for God. It means it has to be used by man. He made religion to serve him and his desire for power and dominance. That's what man have done. Man have turned the religion of God, of Allah, of the gracious one, he have turned it and made it self-relentless towards his compassion, towards his desires. What can feed him? What can feed his ego? What can he see in the mirror that reflects him to have others serve? And it's not a white and black thing. Shaitan will take on any being that Allah created. If he's Russian, he'd take him on. He'd take him on. If he's Chinese, he'd take him on. If he's American, he'd take him on. It doesn't matter the nationality or gender. It could be a woman. Satan just wants to attack those sensitivities. He also says that he made religion to serve him and his desire for power and dominance. So fight them until religion is free for God. This is in the Quran exactly the way I am giving it to you. And there is no more persecution. It was not just talking about that immediate situation that Muhammad, our prophet, was experiencing. May peace and blessings be upon him. It was talking about religion, period. Religion in the world is mostly used to condition people to accept dominance. Dominance. We all experience this. We all experience it in all religions. Until God, Allah, guide us, saying you could have this whole world. You can have the whole world. Just give me Jesus. And I have heard blacks say they can have the world. Just give me Jesus. What do you mean? They can have the world. They have had it for thousands of years because you came along and you sure did not give them permission to have it. There was a song, Sounds of the South, that said, I have plenty of nothing, and that plenty enough for me. I'm Rakim. Save your minds. Save your minds. Save your souls. Ask Allah to give us salvation to our ummah. Ask Allah to give us forgiveness. All of us fall in error. We are not holier than the next man. Allah says in the Quran, he says that if it wasn't for the sins of all of us, he would take all of us to this earth. But he give us respite to the day of Yama Kiyama. So we are each other reminders, and we are each other's brothers and sisters that we should utilize ourselves towards the world. May Allah bring peace between the countries that are fighting, and may Allah bless America. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. So now we'll get ready. get ready to bring our brother Sujar back. Bring him back in the queue. Yeah, we got a walk from the start and people dying. We already was in the walk. We already dying and we need soldiers to deal with that. And you can't deal with that sitting at home. We had to get on the battlefield like the prophet did. Prophet went out. And now today, nothing there to be worshipped besides Allah. And he was victorious. So bring Brother Sujar back up. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Sujar.
All right, don't go like he there, Akbar.
Ray
Muhammad back. Ray Muhammad back. Let's keep rolling.
Brother Muhammad, As-salamu alaykum. Your mic is on.
Wa alaykum as-salam. I just, bismillah, Commander Rahim. Just a quick statement on something that was, you missed last night they had the brother Akil, brother man, you might remember him, his brother who started for the fish and the sardines and everything back in the Nation of Islam. They came in 67, and he's a businessman. He went through all of the history of the things he done in the community, both communities, you know, the community of Nation of Islam and the, and then also we had the brother Samson Dean was on early on another program, a brother who also has a lot of business money. He worked very closely with Imam Baj out there and Mashiach, you know. And so just wanted to say that as far as business. And one of the things that was brought out that I explained to him, I said, well, and also we were talking about life insurance. And so I explained to them, I said, I hope that all the education, that Allah has given all of us, especially those who come through the first resurrection, et cetera, right on up to now, he gave us that education so that when we establish halal, it'll be so much easier. But we have to remember that the best life insurance that we have is zakat. Allah has given us zakat so that our business responsibility, and we know the businessman in the community of Al-Islam is the most important responsibility of making sure that zakat is established, because that gives him an opportunity to make sure the business people, men and women, you know, in the community, to make zakat a it's already something that we have to invest in, because it purifies our life, our worship, you know, our income, our halal way of living, etc. I said, so we have to remember again how we leave ourselves so vulnerable when we don't establish Deen al-Islam, and we also have to get back to the job of doing da'wah in the public arena. Because our job and our foremost number one job was, like Imam Muhammad told us, is to teach the religion. So
then
we get back to, yes, sir, spending
well,
time.
Brother Muhammad, I had some problems taking my phone off of mute. I was hearing everything that was going on. I heard Brother Epeen, you know, and my phone wasn't on. It was off.
Well, you on now, brother. Come on with it.
Yeah, I'm
on
now.
Come on.
Now.
That's right.
I was on mute, and I couldn't get it off of mute.
Yeah, you on now. Let's go.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But I can let Brother Muhammad go on, because he was, I like that what he's talking about, you know, establishing businesses and doing what he was saying. I can yield. And you know, he can go on. Praise be to the Lord.
All right, bro.
Okay, again, I was, and I said, and then we get back to the
public arena of doing the dawah. That's our mission, to tell the world that there's one God and Muhammad is his messenger, and explain them this life that we have been blessed to have called al-Islam, this favor from Allah. But again, like I was explaining to him, the zakat is what Imam Muhammad also was guiding us toward when he established CPC in Moscow. You know, I say because CPC, we know, is a distributor. You have 5% of whatever your income, once we started to make money, was to go toward Moscow so that Moscow could take care of any problems of masses coming into the community and joining the community. So, you know, or making sure that whatever problem is in the community, businesses, et cetera, like that, Moscow was supposed to be the instrument that he was going to use, cover all those masses who reaffirmed their relationship with him. You know, Imam Warf D. Muhammad in his community. You know, because we have to have community life. And he said, this is what we got to go. But bottom line, what he was doing was leading us to what we have not established yet, and that's zakat, the opportunity to take care of the business of developing the Islamic community under the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. As we know, there's many, 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 many departments in the meaning of zakat and its purpose. And I'm pretty sure our scholars and our imams who have been blessed by Almighty God Allah to learn how zakat is used to develop the community of al-Islam once we establish it, you know, and how it keeps us focused upon our dawah efforts, you know, to maintain the dawah efforts, make sure that nobody is hungry, make sure that we have businesses. And then also on the bigger level, the zakat is an instrument, an investment tool for our community to do business with other communities around the world.
Right.
You know, so very important instrument, and that reminds you how important it is that if we don't establish the community of al-Islam according to the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad by Allah's permission, we gonna be continuing to be divided.
Somebody,
in the
you mute the phone. Mute your phone.
It sounds like they're doing it on purpose.
Oh yeah, they want to hear that.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
We already know that.
You hitting
the target,
brother.
The FBI and the hypocrites, everybody don't want to hear that, because zakat is the only thing that's keeping us from being successful. We have not established it. You know, and then Imam Muhammad said, in closing, like Imam Muhammad said, he said, when y'all establish these two entities, CPC and Moscow, he said, okay, we will have to be strong from now on. Because everybody coming after us. And he said, we got to be clean. We have to be in a state of wudu all the time. And he said, we must be legit. We can't have no more favors. No more give me a break. We have to stand up and be the model example of truth in the life of Prophet Muhammad. That ain't was all. How are you?
How's it making? Brother Muhammad is saying, and I know that whoever doing that phone, they playing with it. But another reason they don't want to deal with the point that is being made is that zakat is talking about sharing the wealth. That's exactly what it's talking about. And I remember that was a woman. If y'all can help me with you, that was a woman the Imam talked about that had lost her home, and said that if she had came to them, to Moscow, this is what the Imam said. He said we would have paid for her home.
Oh, I remember. I remember now.
He said, and she could have paid Moscow back. A little at a time.
Yep.
You know, so the reason they don't want it was me, Brother Hakeem, the brother that's, you know, the older brother Hakeem, not Hakeem Ali, the other Hakeem, and Sister Betty, Sister Halima, Sister Zelly, and all of us was there at the masjid there in Atlanta. And we were dealing with Zakat. And they didn't look here. A Plemon got up there and talked about, and said that he wanted to justify that if you can pay bills with Zakat. You can hire one of your friends with Zakat and pay them a salary with the Zakat money. You know, and they didn't want to accept what the Quran was saying, that Zakat is for the needy, for the poor, for the wayfarer, for those that for some reason don't act, and for the person that handling the fund, the one that handling the money. You know,
okay.
You got to give them a salary. You know,
Suja.
And that's what the Quran say.
Right, Suja.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum. Now, we're talking about, I hear the zakat, which is charity, and we're talking about sadaqallah. You got two. Sadaqallah is just what you described.
Yes. Let me see what it's in chapter, let me see. I got it. I wrote that down.
I'm gonna add this to it while you find it. Imam Muhammad also said, look, he said the larger masjids should support the smaller masjids in Sana. And they don't do that.
Yep.
They don't do that. He said they should support the smaller communities. They don't do that.
Yep. Yes, sir. But let me say this again so everybody don't miss it. Remember now, Imam Muhammad established Mosque Cares because he was trying to, he told us, I'm not wasting any more time. We're going to establish the community life. I am asking for us to establish Mosque Cares. Any masjid who want to join or be a part of the community I'm trying to establish, we'll call it Mosque Cares. You send your deed to your masjid or whatever you got renting or whatever to be your community masjid, send it, and it'll be up underneath our care. And CPC was supposed to be the partner and the income, the financial income, to open up all kind of businesses, opportunities. You know, and I have all the tapes on CPC and things that Imam done concerning CPC. He went to, and me and David Hassan was the one who had the first CPC conference there in Fayetteville, south of North Carolina. And had the first meeting before the table that came in. You know,
right.
There were 20-something imams at the meeting when we first ordered the shea butter. And when the shea butter came back to North Carolina, where Imam Muhammad distributed it out from. You know, there are different
correct.
Cases. The same. But I just wanted to say that because this is what the community is avoiding. Zakat and establishing a community.
I got it right here.
You know, okay.
I got it right here.
Hold it, Sujah. Hold it, Sujah, before you said it. Hold it, Sujah. And Muhammad, remember Muhammad said all the things that he brought to us, that we wouldn't support him, that's why it didn't work.
Yep.
Alhamdulillah.
Sujah know when he said that.
Yep. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Surah 9 and Ayat 60. Anybody got that Quran? Surah 9.
Read it, brother. We're taking your word.
Okay, then. Here's what 6 to start off. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Zakat is for the poor.
Right.
And the needy.
Right, and wafer.
And for to administer the funds.
Right.
For those who hard have been recently reconciled to the truth. Those are newcomers coming into the community. For those in abundance and in debt in the cause of Allah. And for the wayfarer. Thus it is ordained by Allah. And Allah is full of knowledge and wisdom.
Yes, sir. And I get part where Allah says that the money is to spend for those who suffer some kind of loss
Yes.
You know, why? That's the part that has been agreed upon, that it was talking about businesses that were trying to establish Islamic halal businesses if they run into any kind of financial difficulty.
Yeah.
That's what Zakat is also allocated to help that family or that businessman keep his business afloat, because that's community life. He's developing jobs.
Right. Right.
And working hard on the poor and the new believers. So that was part of the, like I said, when we study more about Zakat and get all the departments that allow for us to operate in, because Zakat is the life of the community. It's supposed to develop
right.
the community life.
It keeps things moving.
At all times. Buildings, whatever we need, schools, whatever like that, if the teachers in the community wanted to come together and establish a school, and they say, we got enough money to build this school. If there's enough money in the Zakat is supposed to loan or give them assistance in establishing that Islamic school.
Allahu Akbar.
That's correct. That's correct.
You know, and any other, anything else that continues to make the Islamic grow, the Islamic community be that model example of Al-Islam,
yes.
the way that Allah has described it. Everything in the community and Zakat, and that's why it's important that the businessman need to understand. Allah wants you to get as rich as you can, because your 2.5% is what is going to be the backbone to take care of all those things as it becomes an investing tool.
Okay,
because
we got
a lot of
times,
a lot of
we got
yeah, a lot of
let
countries want to sell us the product. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
What I'm going to do, let me close it out and you keep on going. We're 3 minutes over 90 now. Just hold on. A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Bismillahi rahman rahim. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah and I do repent to him. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us from your presence. Grant us mercy. Ameen.
Ameen.
Yes, come on, Muhammad.
Yeah. And like, commerce. Say we had our community right here. We had our legitimate community right here in America. We have Zakat and all the pills and things we get. When we go to other Muslims, when we go to any country that want to sell us product that we need, you know, to continue to grow our product, clothing or whatever, oil or whatever like that. See, Zakat and the businessmen of that community is supposed to try to get those trade agreements. You know, and that money is as long as that money is allowed. What we mean by that is the biha. That money is not being used to oppress somebody else, and it's coming from a country, you know, who is honorable. You know, the resources that we get back. You know, and so that we can have our own gas company, like we Imam Muhammad did on that last trip he made. To the world travels of Imam Muhammad, I got that video too, where they was getting ready to give Imam Muhammad a floor plan from cars from Indonesia when he was there.
Right.
You know.
Right.
ATCO, you know that Hindu sometimes Hindu, it might be Muslim, but they own that chain of gas stations. They was gonna give Imam gas stations. So that we would have our own gas station and our own automobile import-export business. That's why that government over there in India, right after the Imam left, they overthrew the Muslim government. And it's been under that situation since then. But they done that right after, it wasn't 60 days or 70 days. If you go online and ask, when did the independent government of Indonesia overthrow the Islamic rule, you find out it couldn't have been no more than 6 months after Imam Muhammad left that country. And the automobile people there told him, gave him a tour of the whole plant and everything, and told him that they will give our community as many cars as they could sell. You know,
yes.
That coach said, I'll give you wherever you have a car lot, whatever city you in, he said, we will make sure you have your own Islamic gas filling station under the name ATCO. So I'm just trying to show you, those are the things that our businessmen in our community is aware of. But like you said, they don't want to share the wealth. We know, and I think one of the things that a lot of people, one of the translations in the Quran, that word niggardly is in the Quran.
Yeah.
You know,
And Allah told us a long time ago when we read that Quran, beware of becoming niggardly.
That's right.
You know.
Greedy.
And start cutting your brother.
Right.
Running your brother out of business.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Let me add something to that, Muhammad. What Prophet Muhammad said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet Muhammad said, don't overbuild your brother and don't undermine your brother. Everything
right.
that Imam went over there and did, like when he got the interpret the spices, when he's getting ready to bring all that stuff back here, some nigga, like he said, went back over there without him and tried to negotiate the deal, Imam Muhammad shut it down. Now, those same people even put
their money together
in our community right now, that's holding the community down. Those same people holding the community down right now.
Yes, sir.
Choose y'all bad witness.
Yes, sir.
Choose y'all bad witness.
Yes, sir. And you see how they done CPC. You see how they done CPC. That was a deliberate sabotage of CPC so that there would be no financial support for the idea of mock tears.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And how they trying to do united? I mean, believers united. You know.
Yeah.
Because they know we own the thread of independence. We come about making people independent and controlling their own destiny and doing for themselves.
They doing it on all levels too, even to each other. Because the goal here is that no one wants anybody to realize that we, until we establish Deen al-Islam, we ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
How are you going to refuse Allah's favor to humanity? Allah said al-Islam is for every human being on this earth who believes. How are you going to be the one standing for stopping? Just that other little paraphrase in the hadith where Allah said there come a time through the Prophet Muhammad. He said where the believers, and he talked about the hypocrites, be standing in the door of the masjid when the people are coming in droves.
That's right. And they coming. They on their way now.
Yeah, they coming.
But
and even Muhammad told us
that we don't. Yeah, they hoping that we don't do two things: one, have shura, and initiate, regardless of who. If you believe, if you are in the community, Imam Warbi Muhammad, and you believe that Allah is God and Muhammad is His messenger, like Imam Muhammad did. Imam Muhammad said, I love my creator Allah, and Muhammad is my leader.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So now if you don't establish that, the community life, then there's not going to be nothing. And if you don't establish zakat, you can really forget it. But you can't establish zakat without being a legitimate community.
That's right.
Yes, sir, bro.
So they know the whole thing is because if they know it, they got something to do with it. The whole thing is Shaitan is trying to keep us from coming together with that inviting, like he told Adam. He's got to tell Adam, how are you going to tell Adam I can give you a better life than your creator? That's how he got Adam to slip. He said, I can give you, if you come and listen to what I say and read the images that I'm sending to your mind, you will have a better life. Then what Almighty God Allah is
doing. Yep, that's right.
Well, I bear witness to the truth. I don't care where it's coming from.
I tell you, boy, this ain't no joke we fooling with. And then we're obligated to try to, like Imam Muhammad said, he gave us a good hint. He said, those of you who support my leadership, he said, outwork them. So why do you think they're trying to keep us from working? Don't want to get
your
loan. Don't want to support you. Business plan. Don't want to donate nothing. You know, can you imagine out of 100-something schools we had rich people who was rich then. We had millionaires then back in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad day. They let the whole school system go down.
That's right.
I got some on the show.
That's rough, man.
What the imam said. The imam said, use Shura processor.
Yes, sir. That's the only way
to work. He said, not a sitting board.
Yes, I wrote that no thing.
Not a
tool.
Shura Vayner Holmes.
Yeah,
right.
Use Shura processor.
It's something that is used as needed.
Right.
Yeah.
By those who need it.
He could be just a husband and his wife. If they get to arguing too bad, they should have sure.
And you don't stagnate it. It's not to become stagnant.
No, you got to keep it moving.
Right.
You got to keep it moving.
Right. You got to rotate it. You can't have
gotta
no.
You got to keep it moving.
One sitting. I mean, sure board for a year. Same people's on it.
You can't. I mean, when you understand the definition of sure, you can't have no a board or nothing. Sure is mutual consultation. It means that it can happen with two people, five people. It can be happening by the car lot. It can be happening by the school. It can be whatever is needed at that time in a community or a relationship or to establish peace is when you have sure.
Right.
Then
and
refer
you get
to a law and his messenger and come out of that sure and establish the best of your understanding of what Allah said in the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad and then come to a consensus to try it at least, like Prophet Muhammad used to tell him. He said, y'all can try it. He said, but I'm not no farmer.
He said, but I
had sure with you, and I'm just giving you my suggestion.
The sure consultation is dependent on you not getting your partners to vote on something, to decide something. You picking people out of the community at random.
Yep.
You know,
it's
just,
it's just like whoever
that,
lead that sure. You like whoever lead that sure supposed to tell them when they get ready to make that consensus. Say, remember now, y'all doing this to please the law. Each and every one of you at this sure.
Right.
Before you make your vote, make sure you doing it to please the law.
Another thing too, that Imam Muhammad did when he really choked them out. With the sure of Benahum, he said this: for every male on the board, there should be two women.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean,
that cut a whole lot of that prep out.
Yeah. And then that's why you see the believers amongst us are the ones who are trying to use their common sense. See?
Yes, sir.
Because Allah said, when they get more than their, he said, I'm telling you now that you only differ with yourself when you get knowledge. But if you use your common sense, you will always come up and use your natural inclination to please me, your creator.
Right, right. Let me say this here too, Muhammad. Let me add on to what you just said. Listen at this. How many masjids, big masjids or masjid pier, how many of them do you know during the month of Ramadan, call other masjids and say, we got X amount of dollars left. Come and get it or we'll bring it to you. You don't hear that no more.
You don't hear it no more. But I got one here, the one in Columbus here does. The immigrant, and guess what? It's the immigrant masjid will call our local masjid here, and any excess sadaqa money they have, it outfits the sadaqa money, they give it to the community here.
That's what they're supposed to do. But I'm saying,
yeah,
as
that's
a whole,
what do, yeah.
From us, I'm talking about from us. Do you hear us doing that? No.
No,
they ain't gonna hear
that. They're bringing in some stuff, bro. They're bringing in some setting up power.
Yes, sir, because that's why we, BUII, that's why we made the decision to send Miles Care something. It's impossible for us to have anything and don't contribute to Miles Care. Because we know down the line, a lot of us with this land, we get to build these houses, we can go back to Miles Care and see if we get a loan.
Yes, sir.
See, that'll be our big bank. And we don't have to worry about no usury and stuff like that.
You have
to support your community.
Yes, sir. We got to practice what we preach.
That's right. Well, it's about 16 after. So I'm greeting everybody now. I said I'm going to let before they cut us off. And everybody said, Mama, give our sister the greeting from us. Let her know that we love her. Anything we can do, let us know.
Yeah. You came late, but she told me to make sure, and that was the first thing I said when I came on. She told me to tell all of y'all. I said I'm like them, and she appreciates you making your prayers for her. She told me to tell you as soon as I came on today.
Every time you say something about your wife, I can see her smiling.
Oh, yeah. She kind of gets
the way you bring it to her, it looks like she's smiling.
Yep, that's what she do all the time. She say it right back.
Right.
And like I said, now, the last at least 8 or 9 times,
she initiated. She said, tell everybody on the she says life care, and she says message of concern, and she gets a kick out of BUII, you know, because she watches all the time. So she gets a kick out of BUII, and she always said, tell Sue John Neal that I said I still have a little too.
A lot of Shabbos blessing on and tell you away whatever problem, you know, and alhamdulillah, you know, we all gonna be test and try. We pray
that's right. That's right. And we pray a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. It shows us that we have to. It is mandatory that we be brothers and sisters in this
deen.
That's
right.
That's what BUI is trying. That's what we are establishing. A lot of us will be wise enough. Don't think you can come among us and trick us, because that them days gone.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You ain't gonna.
Yeah. Gone.
That's
gone.
We just have to stay focused.
So one thing
that's
about.
Right.
We already know how important the business man and the business companies or the business entities in the community, how it's very important, because they're the one who establish and keep Zakat to where we won't be tempted by Shaitan to take corrupt money. You know,
right.
We have a stipulation on it that it's got to be purified, and it makes you automatically, whether you want to or not, you have to spend for self. For self. You got to do for self.
I believe the one that's on BUII now is just too old, and it's too late.
It's always gonna be like that. But again, that's why if you got sons and daughters, and they are too busy or whatever the case might be, or distracted, that's it. Don't be why those of you on BUII is coming from my advisory position. Bring your grandchildren to the meeting.
Yeah.